Welcome to StarCast from Planet Waves. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino. Tonight's edition is for April 7, 2022. I apologize. I did not realize it had been so long since I did an edition of this podcast. I have gotten wrapped up, as has been the case many times the past 2 years, in things related to keeping Planet Waves on the internet. In this case, a kind of a big drama with PayPal that worked out well. While I'm mentioning PayPal, please do use that thing. Okay, so here we are in a whole new sky from the last time that I spoke with you. We are in the big picture just ahead of the conjunction of Jupiter and Neptune. That takes place on the 12th of April. And it is close enough to be in full force and effect now, though the day of the alignment, the day before and after, those are always a special time in case of something that is so rare and unusual. This particular conjunction is not going to happen again until in Pisces until the late 22nd century. I've got a new article that I have written over the past couple of days about this. It goes up in a little while. That will be on the front page of Planet Waves and also available through the subscriber feed in the My Account area. The article talks about our commitment to truth, which is one of those things that is getting kind of shaky here in the land of the internet in the post-COVID age. When I reason in this article, deception itself has become a kind of a commodity that should be traded on the stock market, and a lot of people would make a lot of money. Of course, they already are. But we've become so accustomed to transacting our lives in half-truths and total truths and denial and white lies and obfuscating and come to the point where we believe every statement uttered in public to in some way be false, whether that is to sell something or to not offend people or to sound good or whatever it may be, that it's become very difficult for a great majority of the people to actually experience thoughts, ideas, or speech about something that is actually true and is actually verified. And there are reasons why that is scary, because reality has to have a bottom. There has to be some kind of ground to stand on. And in a world that is said to be guided by empiricism and peer-reviewed science, it makes a difference whether something is true and whether someone is telling the truth. More about that in tonight's article. There's also a new horoscope that is coming out with this article. It is an extended interpretation of the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction in Pisces as it influences all of the signs and rising signs that will be on the subscriber feed and on the horoscope pages. In other news, a whole bunch of stuff is behind us. For example, the conjunction of Mars and Saturn has passed us by. Mars is still in late Aquarius, moving along not all that fast, but it is clipping along faster than Saturn, certainly. And as I've described a number of times, this is a cycle, particularly in Aquarius, that is a kind of a debate between the individual and the collective. Who is right? Who has the most rights? And does some form of an institutional vote or policy have the right to suppress the ideas or speech of someone else? Can it take away individual identity? This is the unasked and therefore unanswered question of our time, certainly in the dominant marketplace of ideas. People who are doing their shopping in the alternate universe of their ideas. In other words, looking off the beaten path for places that are less driven by commercialism and by profit, are definitely doing their own searching, their own investigation, and they're asserting their individuality. And the question is for everyone else. That's where I think it's really unasked and unanswered, where there's just like no debate necessary. The majority rules, and whatever someone else says is correct. But Mars in Aquarius is not having that. And frankly, Saturn in Aquarius is not having that. Saturn in Aquarius is serious business. It wants the right thing to happen. It wants there to be, let's say, a correct view applied as the official government policy, corporate policy, community policy. And I think this is a transit that will persist in doing its best to make that happen. We have less than one more year of Saturn in Aquarius. Saturn changes signs into Pisces in early March of 2023. And then that is followed by Pluto entering Aquarius a few weeks later. This, again, is a little bit less than one year from now. But as you look at all those late degree Aquarius planets, it's good to keep that in mind. Okay, next is Venus has made its way into Pisces. This is something of a relief. Venus much prefers calmer, watery realm of Pisces than it likes the realm of Aquarius. So in Aquarius, where it's been for quite a few weeks up until earlier this week, there is something of the avatar female, the female embodiment of wisdom, of knowledge, of understanding, and a sense of equanimity and justice. That, too, is behind us now. Venus is in Pisces, the sign where it is the best suited, and it is the sweetest, and it is the most, let's say, affable and feminine. Venus is going to proceed along in this sign and will make a conjunction to Nessus eventually in a couple of weeks and then to Jupiter and Neptune. And so Venus is going to have a series of experiences when it is in Pisces. It's not just simply going to be clear sailing across the ocean, but we will see how those develop, and I am planning to have more news for you. Now, from the 23 degrees department, one exciting thing going on right now is that there are numerous alignments at 23 degrees of zodiac signs. This was in effect last year in some other ways, though the planets seem to have changed. But to give you an example, the lunar nodes are now in Taurus and Scorpio at 23 degrees even. Exactly, according to my chart that I'm looking at, chart for right at this very moment, 5:22 p.m. Eastern Time. And what is interesting about that is that the lunar nodes are squared by Saturn and Mars. And this was true, by the way, at the time of the Saturn-Mars conjunction earlier in the week as well. And so what I'm getting at here is that because they are square, the lunar nodes, that amps up the importance of the issue that the aspect describes. It means that the discussion point, say, for example, the individual versus the collective and the other things that you can suss out of a conjunction of Mars and Saturn in Aquarius, have quite a bit of weight and relevance in terms of their wider context, their contact of more people, and the cultural, personal, and social turning points that we are at. Now, I don't know who thinks like that, except really for astrologers and some columnists, but these things do happen. And that is to say, cultural turning points happen. Decisions that affect many people happen. Situations where the destiny of an individual can be influenced or decided by one choice that they make or one perception that they have. So I've been tracking this for a while. I haven't said anything about it, though I am now. So that, again, aspect is lunar nodes being squared by Saturn and Mars. And that square has not fully happened yet. It will happen in a few days when Saturn catches up. So watch that. The lunar nodes tend to teeter on the thing that is at a 90-degree angle to them. And currently, it is Saturn. Okay, also at 23 degrees is Mercury, at 23 degrees of Aries, making a sextile, separating a sextile to Saturn. One of the reasons why that's so exciting is because Mercury is working its way into a conjunction with Eris that will be exact over the weekend. So this Mercury-Eris conjunction has a revolutionary flavor to it. There's something here about a radical transformation of self-concept and identity, perhaps initiating something that is exciting and unexpected. Eris does have a touch of that Uranian energy, can sometimes seem like a shocking development or unexpected turn of events. In this case, Mercury is about state of mind. It's about message. It's about what people are thinking and saying somewhat more than what they are doing. So keep an eye and an ear out for that. Of course, Jupiter conjunct Neptune is happening at 23 degrees. So we have planets at 23 degrees of Taurus, Aries, Pisces, and Aquarius. I'm sure there's something in Capricorn. The galactic center is quite close to all of this action in Sagittarius. And so one way to consider this is there is quite a lot happening to one side of the lunar nodes. This is sometimes called Kalasarpa yoga. That's not exactly the right name for the yoga. And as I speak, the moon is in the sign Cancer. So it is on the opposite side of the lunar nodes as everything else, though it will be making aspects. Eventually, it's going to reach the full moon in a little while and then work its way back to the other side of the lunar node. So right now, there's a little bit of balance. That balance is most likely to be attained through a kind of emotional balance right now. And that really starts with noticing how you feel rather than denying how you feel, right? We wonder, what is the secret to emotional balance? Well, I think that a lot of times stuffing things under the surface creates chaos. Denial certainly creates chaos. And so when you acknowledge how you feel, that is exactly the opposite of denying how you feel. And you admit it to yourself. You can be open to yourself. And I think usually we feel better just for acknowledging and admitting our actual feelings. Okay, so the last thing I'll say is that on Saturday the 9th, today's Thursday, 7th, Friday, Saturday, correct? That will be the which quarter moon? First quarter moon takes place at 2:47 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, all times Eastern Daylight in this podcast. So overnight, Friday to Saturday, is the first quarter moon. Another one of those portents of potential balance. Okay, I am planning to be back with you either Sunday night or Monday night. Again, apologies for the radio silence. Reminder, check for a new horoscope tonight. Check for a new article tonight. All of those are almost done. The Planet Waves team is scurrying all over the place, Poland, Mexico, Manhattan, here in Kingston, and a couple of other places that our creative and technical team are working. Now in Massachusetts, where we've found a fabulous new developer who's helping us make all of these enhancements to the Planet Waves website to beautify it and make it a little more functional. Our business is sponsored by you. We do not take outside advertising. We don't do Google AdWords. We don't do all of those things like sell people's data that companies have found to be very profitable. And so I would ask you, if you like listening to me, if you appreciate Planet Waves, and if you want to read my horoscopes, which I have written since 1996. I'm still going strong. Please do get yourself a subscription. For anyone needing a discount, write to us at cs@planetwaves.net. We'll send you a discount code for that. Thank you for being an ethical customer and astrology fan and participating in an energy exchange between us, essential for the healing process. Once again, reporting in from a rainy night in Kingston, New York, on Thursday the 7th. This is Eric Francis, and bye for now.